is what did you see when you were creating Cypress that was so important?
Actually, we went through a process much like we all are going through right now, only with each other. I have a partner in Hilton Head. We were in the retirement business, we thought, selling resort retirement homes to first-time people. And as we saw them aging, maybe from 55 to 65 to 70, they never came out and said no late fees, but we sensed that that's what they were saying in terms of the types of services and needs that they wanted. So we really listened to the consumer first. I'm not trying to validate everything you're saying here, but that's essentially where it all starts, and I think that's what we'll probably do this afternoon as we look at where the consumer is and what he wants. And we didn't want to change the paradigm too dramatically because consumers don't change paradigms too dramatically. In fact, we thought the entrance fee model was too dramatic a change from a retiree to give up their money and go into a community to be taken care of. Now, we like the heart of the not-for-profits, but we came at it maybe from a little different mindset. And mainly, just listen to the consumer. We wanted to keep the same type of lifestyle because they wanted to keep the same type of lifestyle. We wanted to put the emphasis on hospitality because they wanted to put the emphasis on hospitality. But we felt if we could do all of those things that kept their lifestyle the same. And you know, I'll give you a good example, back to Chris Crowley. How can we get him in one of our communities? It's going to be maybe when he hits the waterfall and then he'll save it. But he probably is not going to do it before then. So what we need to do is create a community that Chris lives in now, a little bit what we call sequential seduction, so he doesn't think he's in any type of community that he doesn't want to live in. We just provide a product and a lifestyle and a financial model that makes sense. And to us, it was less of a risk doing the condo model with high hospitality services and still good health care. And I'll admit, we went to Life Care Services to make sure the quality health care component was going to be there for these folks. But we just tried to follow the direction that the consumer led us in terms of what they wanted. And frankly, in terms of how we felt it would work or not, we didn't know. But we thought we protected our downside by doing a lot of pre-selling, getting affirmation from the marketplace, trying to come up with a financial structure that wouldn't leave us hanging out there if for some reason it didn't work.
When I first met Bill, THW had just invented their interactive project planning software. It was a great piece of software because they could get 30, 40 people into a room and they could show, based on the decisions that were being made in that room, what the cost of the construction of the project would be. And we were able to do that successfully on that project, and it's really been a step forward. And many of you guys, many of the people in the room, Harry, Danny, Reverend McGee, have all worked using that model.
We really appreciate what they've done here. We can have all the great ideas in the world, but if we don't understand the financial function of it, then the whole development process really becomes chaotic and frustrating and a disappointment. And I think one of the things, when Chris used to come to the meetings and before we started the interactive process, I referred to the finance guys as the Brothers Grimm. Because any idea we had, they would shake their heads no. But I think what we found out over the years, that if we build an exciting product, the market will come. And if the market will come, as these guys have said, if you've got the pre-sales and you've got the pent-up market demand, it'll happen. And there's 1,000 different ways to construct these. And that's what's really been exciting. In this room, there's a dramatic difference between the different types of setups financially, the organizational patterns, the service delivery patterns, the architectural style. So there really is a lot of room for innovation and personality, simply as long as the bottom line is being met.